This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hey there, Dave.
The Raimondo administration has put together a working group to propose ways to cap health care spending. It's called the Working Group for Healthcare Innovation. It includes healthcare experts, academics, representatives from private business, and labor, with a target date of December 1st to come up with recommendations. And to talk about this, our guest is Mr. Ted Allman, President and CEO of the Claflin Company, who has been a guest here before. Ted, welcome back.
Thanks, Dave. It's nice to be back.
First question, as a business executive, but also as a supporter of Obamacare, as it's termed, what points are you going to bring to the discussion?
Well, just to clarify, Dave, I'm a supporter of reform of the system. Obamacare happens to be the reform that we have. So what points am I going to bring forth? The crisis in healthcare really is around the cost. We say that the triple aim of healthcare is cost, quality, and access. And obviously, I don't think except for the cost, we would even be having a debate about healthcare because quality and access weren't that bad. And they're federally mandated, in fact, that we're going to allow access to everyone. So it really is a question of how can we get the system to operate more efficiently? And those innovations are going to be dramatic. It's a very large industry. There's a lot of people who are invested in it and who make money off it the way it is now. And it's going to be difficult to reconfigure it in such a way that everybody's satisfied.
Are you expecting a vigorous debate when this working group gets together?
Well, I think that the working group has already done a certain amount of work. And as we've noted, it's a large group. So I think the consensus, it's unlikely that you will reach a consensus about ideas that are innovative to the point of being radical. So I think, for example, that we're going to accept as a given that we will still have employer-based coverage, that we will still use insurance as a funding mechanism for healthcare. Those kind of innovations, if you will, are probably off the table. I think where they've come down in terms of their what they agree about is that fee-for-service reimbursement is the biggest problem that you can actually do something about.
And we've seen a lot of those, they're called accountable care organizations or the patient-centered medical home. Those agreements, they're between certain practices, certain hospitals, the insurers. But it's, you know, the idea, I guess the idea would be to make it universal or global.
Right. So they want 80% of reimbursement to be in quality-based or value-based formats by 2018, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. And the trick about that is that you can't allow every licensed provider of healthcare to build the system independently in that model. Somebody has to be accountable for, you know, the budget. And that's where these organizations, which are at best nascent, but for the most part non-existent up till now, have to be formed relatively quickly and reorganize all the providers under their structure.
Are the goals, you know, and there were four central goals, and Dave touched on some of them, do they, in essence, tell you what the conclusions of the working group are going to be already?
To some extent. I mean, yeah, if you read the goals, it's quite clear that they've decided that fee-for-service reimbursement is the principal impediment to saving money. That's a widely acknowledged point among health policy experts, and I don't disagree with that. I think that the most innovative and progressive thinkers around healthcare reform go beyond into certain assumptions that we are willing to accept about, for example, and as I said, whether or not the base for insurance makes sense and whether or not insurance is necessary.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Ted Allman, President and CEO of the Claflin Company. The health care costs being capped looked at the Massachusetts model, which is now running. Your thoughts on that?
Well, where we're trying to get to, Dave, is a global budget or an amount per member per month that we're willing to spend on healthcare. But in the absence of knowing what that number is, we would either have to copy or shadow price someone else who we think does know, or There are two other methods to get there. One would be to simply set the rates, a rate-setting commission, and you would decide this is the most money we can spend that's sustainable and affordable for enough people, and that's what the rates are going to be. And then the insurers would have to go back to the providers and reconfigure the product in such a way that that's what it ended up costing. So you would kind of be driving from the result backwards. It's pretty clear that we're not going to do it that way. What we're going to try to do instead is figure out the steps that would lead to that. That's very complicated because if we get off the path between where we are now and where we're trying to go, we could go down little rabbit holes that delay the process considerably.
How would a cap be enforced?
Through the rates that people pay for insurance.
So, yeah, and that's the Office of the Health Insurance Commissioner approves and sets those rates. So there is a hard mechanism for that to happen.
Yeah, and rate setting is not unheard of. Maryland has some mild form of it, and rate setting commissions do exist in other areas.
How would HealthSource RI fit into all of this?
Well, HealthSource RI is a tool that enables people to buy coverage that's particular to their specific needs. So if you think about it now, half the population is covered by public programs, Medicare or Medicaid. The other half are largely in employer-sponsored plans. So there's almost no consumerism in healthcare at all. Nobody is spending their own money, and nobody really is picking out the product that's specific to their needs. They're taking what the employer gives them, or they're in a public program.
Now, one of the interesting things about this commission is it's pretty large, and a lot of the people in the commission are very busy people.
Yeah.
So how much input are you going to be able to really get?
Well, that remains to be seen, of course, Mark. As a participant, I am thinking in preparation of how concisely I could express my views in that I'm not expecting as one of 34 participants to have a big bully pulpit that I can expound upon where I think the whole thing, how I think the whole thing should work.
As Rhode Island's population ages and costs spike for senior citizen health care, how does that fit into the particular discussion about costs in Rhode Island?
That's an enormously interesting question, Dave, but it's completely pertinent in that a lot of what the commission is tasked with has to do with implementation of what's called population health, which is really wellness, what we used to call wellness and prevention. But to be honest, what we're really doing and all that Governor Raimondo and the private sector really needs to do is shift costs from the working age population onto Medicare. So it doesn't really matter how healthy and well you keep a population. Eventually, those people get old and sick. And most of healthcare spending takes place at those latter stages of your life. So my expectation is not that the overall expense of healthcare will go down by keeping the population healthy, but I still believe that keeping the population healthy is something we should do, that it's the right thing to do. It will improve productivity. It has many, many benefits. But reducing total costs for healthcare is not one of them.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Our guest has been Claflin Company President and CEO Ted Allman. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks again to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great, as always, to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This has been The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.